And over here, the zoo, in our case, over here, that she can't bring Eidim, so for sure, Hoyo Vien La Kail. Over here, nobody knew Vice Place. The Kail didn't go out, people weren't talking. Nobody remembers that at the time of the Chuppah, she was a Psula. So since by Hil Chasna, there's no Kail going out, people don't talk about it like that. Is this for the Ruba? There's something wrong with the Rive. Says so, that's a reason to say that maybe she was an Almana. That's why this Rive is not called a good Rive, because there's something wrong here, why there was no Kail. Fred Gemara, if you tell me like that, if every time a besula gets married, like everybody knows about it, and the kohl goes out, people start talking about it. So if so, by this case, since nobody spoke about it, there was no kohl, so that should be evidence that for sure she was an amana. That's like an anansadi. So if so, kiyosi edim, even if we have edim to say that they saw the way she went down to the chuppah, with the hair uncovered, my heve, like so what? We should say, we should say these Eidim are lying. If you're telling me now that every lady that gets married a Besula, there is a Kail, so by this Chasna, if there was no Kail, went out, nobody knew about it, so for sure she was an Amona. So that's an Anan Sadi. So how could we believe these Eidim? We shouldn't even believe the Eidim. We should say the Eidim are lying. So we must say like this, Elo the Pshat like this, Elo Amaravina. Rav HaNisayis Besula Yesh La Kail. Not that every time you get married in a besula there's a kohl, but right, the majority of the times when a besula gets married, there is a kohl going out. But the zoo over here, ho v'yein lo kohl, since she does not have a kohl, it's isla laruba, that's all. There's just something wrong with a right. But it's not like 100% she was an amana. Because there are a minority of people that even though they got married by a besulais, there was a no kohl went out. So it could be that she was a psula. I know Kerr went out, it's possible. So you want to say the other way though. But let's say for sure she was a psula, because Rove Noshim that get married, the majority of weddings are the first time. That's true, but here there's something wrong with this wedding. Since from this wedding no Kerr went out, there's something wrong. So therefore she doesn't have a Rove to her side. She only has a Tainus Bari that she says she was a psula. And the husband tines back, no, he knows for sure that you're an amona, therefore she has no right to get the money, with the amaitse mechaber all over Raya. Now the Mishnah says, in yesh lo edim shiyotze benuma, if she could bring proof, edim, that the time with the chasna, she went out, we'll see later, next blot, she went out with a special veil, or she was wearing, had a special canopy, they used to make there, for a besula, so that's the proof that she was a besula. For the Gemara, if you tell me now that she brings Eidim to Bezdin, that she was a psula, she can collect $200, mashma, she doesn't have to hand in the ksuba. Even though she doesn't hand in the ksuba, still she can collect $200. So kasha is then, let's be afraid, she'll go to this Bezdin today with the two Eidim, and she'll collect the $200. But for Hoda, maybe next week, mafkula l'ksuba, she'll take out her ksuba. Like maybe she was lying, she hid the ksuba. And she'll get 200 anyway, because she has Eidim. And next week she'll go to a different Bezdin with the ksuba, by Bezdin the Gvia Bay, and she'll collect the second time another $200. Like if you're telling me now she has a right to ask for the $200 even though she doesn't have a ksuba, like here, she's only coming with Eidim. So we should be afraid that tomorrow she'll come with the ksuba to another Bezdin and collect a second time. So chur the locha should be then maybe, you don't have to pay up the money unless she gives you the ksuba. It should have been a takana that if she says she lost the ksuba, tough, I don't have to pay anything until you give me the ksuba. So how come our Mishnah says that if she has Eidim alone, she has a right to collect the ksuba? So when it says, Amar Bavua, from here it's the proof, Amar Bavua, Zois Demeris, from here it's the proof, Kaisvin Shaver, that the locha is, we write a receipt. If you write a receipt, whenever you pay off, so the husband has nothing to lose then. He pays up for $200 now. I, tomorrow, shall go to another Bezdin with the ksuba, but he has the receipt that he paid her up already. No, because the Havramina is, this is the Machlekes, the Gemara, and Bar Basra. One man, the Yomis, says, ain't Kaisvin Shaver. It's not so convenient to write a receipt. Because then the one that paid up has to hold the receipt. And if something happens, he loses the receipt, he'll be stuck, he'll have to pay again. So it's not such a good takana to write a receipt. So here we have a proof, no, we have no brayer, we have a brayer, but we see even though places that there are a shtar, that there is a shtar around, if a guy complains and says, pay me up, and I lost my shtar, we'll believe him, but if they both agree that he owes the money, you have to pay up. Now you can't say, I'm not going to pay until you give me the shtar, but the locher is, you write a receipt, even though it's not so easy, because now you're going to have to hold on to your receipt. So that's the locher, you have a raya, we write receipts. We have Papa Amanor. Papa says maybe from here there's no proof. We have Papa Amanor. B'malkem shen kaisven ksuba askinem. Our Mishnah talking about a place that the chlal they don't write a ksuba. There are different places. Some places they write up the shtar ksuba, and certain places you don't have to write up the shtar. It's like a tnai bezdin. When you get married, even without writing it up, it's like it's written up. Everybody knows it's a chiyuv ksuba. So in such a case, there has to be a shaver receipt. Like if you don't write a shtar, so then when the husband has to pay up, what's going to stop the wife from collecting five times? So in such a case, everybody agrees you have to write a receipt. The only machlekes is, in a case when they write a shtar, they give you a shtar. Now the question is, can the person say, I lost the shtar, and I want you to pay me up anyway? That's the machlekes. One man yama says nothing doing. If you lost your shtar tough, he doesn't have to pay up. The other one says, no, even though you lost the shtar, if you agree you own the money, pay up, and they'll write you a receipt. But from our Mishnah, you have no proof to that, Shiloh. Because here we're talking about in the place that they don't write a shtar at all, so them shita, you have to write a receipt. Mika the master law abraisa. Some learn this machlokes, this proof on abraisa. Says like this, abraisa says, if the ksubasa, she lost the ksuba. Or else it's mina, she hides the ksuba. It's mina ksubasa. Or else this was for ksubasa, she burnt the ksuba. Now, if they danced in front of her, she has to aid them that they danced in front of her by the chuppah, that they were clapping, laughing in front of her, or else we'll soon see they brought in front of her a cup of wine by a chuppah, that was a minig to do by Yabsula, oi mapa shabsulim, or else the minig was used to put a sheet in front of the Bsula by the chuppah, that showed that she was a Bsula. So it's like this. If she has Edim that one of these things took place by a chuppah, even though the ksuba she lost or she burnt, the locher is tzubasa masayim, she has the right to collect $200. Even though she burnt or she lost or she hid a ksuba, still it says if she has Edim that one of these things happened by a chuppah, that's a proof that she was a psula, and she deserves to collect $200. That's a brisa. So Gemara asks now, why? For Leichus, Roshim will be afraid, Dilma Mafka Edim by Bezdin. Let's say she goes to one Bezdin with Edim, that she had the kais in front of her by the chuppah, and she'll collect 200 for Gviyah. And now the next week, Vodah Mafka Luxubasa by Bezdin. Let's be afraid, next week, she like, now she was only hiding the ksuba. Let's be afraid, next week she'll take out a ksuba, and collect a second time from another Bezdin $200. For Gviyah Bo. That's the cash we have on that price. Samar Mavura, Mavura says, Zoysa Meris, again, from this price it is the proof, that Koisvin Shoiver, from this price it's the proof, again, that even though they wrote off the Ksuba, and she says she lost it and really she's hiding it, still she has a right to collect the money? Aye, how come? What's going to stop her from doing it a second time? It has to be that such a takana that whenever you pay up, even though the person lost the shtar, you have to pay him up now, and you'll get a receipt. We see that we do write receipts, and Echnami, now you're going to have to watch it and not lose the receipt. So Saraya, we write receipts. We have Papa Amar, no, again, no, it could be we don't write receipts. In a place that the right is shtar, we tell you, you hold on to the shtar. And if you lose it tough, you can't collect. You can only collect with the shtar, because the other person doesn't like receipts. So we have Papa Amar, B'mokim, Shein Kresung, Subaskinen. I, this Brisa, that says she could collect with Edim without the shtar, it's talking about a place that they don't write a ksuba. If they don't write a ksuba, then for sure you have to write receipts. It's only a question when they do write a shtar, then we say, don't pay up until you give me back the shtar. But in the place that they don't write up shtaros, then they have to write a receipt. So you want to tell me now, this price is talking about then the place that they don't write a shtar. For tomorrow, how could that be? For if the ksuba saktoni, it says clearly here she lost the ksuba. Mashma, they do write it, just she lost it. And the Gemara, the cost of La'iyu, talking about even though it's a place that they don't write the ksuba, she happened, he wrote her a ksuba. This is a special case that he wrote it for her. But for the Gemara, if so, the saif, maskulo the govi bay. So what? But if you tell me now that there is a ksuba here, again, we have to be afraid that maybe she'll collect it. So how can we make him pay up now? And the Gemara, Mayiv the Ibdabor, what does it mean she lost it? It was burnt. Not the time she lost it. We know for sure it was burnt. For the Mori Hochi, if so, Hainan Nisrafor. That's the case if it's burnt. It says two cases, lost and being burnt. For Yoid, Hitamino, Maikul Neima, it says the case that she hides it. So hides it, Mashma, that she has the Ksuba. For Sue, if the Lomali, what do you have to say the case that she lost it for? That's Mamash Hitamino. Elo the Pshaf from the Bryce is like this. Call Ivda anytime she loses it, ki yatimino b'funeno dami. It's like she's hiding it in front of us. Einachanami. And then, v'lo yavinenlo. We tell her, don't let her collect the ksuba. Call Zaman, she has the ksuba, and she only says she lost it. Or she's hiding it. We tell her, don't let her collect. Because it could be really, we don't write a shaver. We don't write receipts. So in a place that you have yishtar, we're not going to let you collect until you give yishtar. Ad until the Yamri Edim, you can have Edim that tell us, Nisrafok Subasa. If you have Edim that say the Ksuba was burnt up, then we'll let you collect with the Edim. Because then we're not afraid you'll come to collect the second time. Or Nochmo, if we know the Shtar was burnt up, now there's no way she can collect. So then we'll be Mekel to write a receipt. But it could be, Kozumar, we have a Shtar, we don't write receipts. Gemara says, "Man di masn la brayso." The one that says there's no proof in this brayso, kol shchena maslitzin. For sure, there's no proof in the Mishnah. We can answer the Mishnah very good. Of a man di masn la maslitzin, the one that brought the proof from our Mishnah of a brayso loy, but the brayso he agrees from the brayso was a good proof that you always have to write receipts. Why? Kikushya, because of all those kashes. Mashma, clearly there is a ksuba there. It says she lost it, she hid it. Mashma is talking about a place where there was a ksuba. And still we say she can collect without a ksuba. Aye, why are we afraid she'll collect a second time? So from the Braisa, there would be a proof that we hold you always have to write a receipt. So if you have to write a receipt, it don't make enough kumini if she has a ksuba or not, even if she lost a ksuba. If she has Aiden that she deserves $200, the husband will have to pay her, and later he'll receive a receipt. If he gets a receipt, she can't collect the second time. Right, the Mishnah then says, "In Yesh Edim, she has Edim, she went out Benuma." Again, throughout the Gemara of Aleches, let's be afraid. Doma Mafka Edi Enuma Bahai Bezdin Begviya. She'll bring these Edim to one Bezdin that she was a Psula and she'll collect $200. Voda Mafka Edi Enuma Beidin Achrina. And then she'll go to a second Bezdin and collect again a $200. Or Gviya. Like, why don't you be afraid with the Edim? She'll get two different pair of Edim and go to two different Bezdins. There it is again, the Makim Dlayevsha. Like the Mishnah is talking about a case where we don't write ksubis. So in a place where we don't write ksuba, there's no way out. Vade kasvin and shaver. When you have no other way out, then for sure that the corner is, you have to write a receipt. So mainly here, where she doesn't have a ksuba, if she'll come with Aiden that she was a psula, she'll collect the $200, but she has to give back a receipt. If the husband has a receipt, he has nothing to lose, she can't collect the second time. Now the Braisa said, what was the simonim that she was a psula by the chuppah? Heviru lefnei kashal psura. They used to bring in front of her a cup of the surah that we say things over the cup. For the Gemara, my kashal psura. What do you mean a cup that we say things or like telling us that she's a psula? What type of cup? Omer avada barava kais yain shal truma. Maviru lefnei. We used to bring in front of a kala that was a psula a cup of wine from truma. What does it mean to say? Ruya Haisazu Lecha Batruma. In other words, she's a psula. She didn't live with a man before. She didn't have znus. She's allowed to eat truma. For the Gemara, Maskala Rapapa. Otto Amono Mila Yochla Batruma. Like, what does it got to do with us? We're Mesupik whether she was married once before or not. Maybe she's an Amona. If she was married before to a husband, and she's a Bula, and the husband died, she's allowed to marry a Kay now. She's allowed to eat truma. So what's the proof, the fact we're giving her now a cup of wine in front of a truma, like saying that she's a psula? What's the proof she's a psula? She could be an almona, that's also a lot of truma. Ellis like this, we say like this in front of them. Zu reishis ki truma reishis. She means this is the first time she's getting married. This is the first time she's living with a man, this kala, ki truma reishis. Just like truma is the first thing you take off from the tevil. That's what we mean to say. We bring a cup of truma, like to say, just like truma is the first thing taken off, who did this issue? She's a psula, the first time she's getting married, living with a man. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, that the meaning was like this. Chov Yeshua Yain Mavrin Lefner. They used to bring a barrel of wine in front of the Kala. And Omer Avada Marava. Vesula, if the Kala was the Psula the first time, Mavrin Lefner Stuma. Used to be the closed barrel. That was the meaning. So everybody likes to know she's a Psula. And there were Edim that saw it. So there will be a shadow later on how much Chesubra is. Everybody will know she deserves $200. Bula. Let's say this, the Kala is a Bula. She lived with a man before. So then she only deserves to get $100. So the minig was, Mavir Lefnei Psucha. They used to bring a barrel of wine that was opened. So Edim, everybody knew like she's a Bula. So there'll be a shadow later, how much does she get? There'll be Edim, she only gets $100. For the Gemara, like Amai, why do you go so far to do like this, like to embarrass the Lechura? Never Kami Besula. The Kami Bula, never. The better the corner would be is if the Kalim is a Psula, good, then we'll bring a barrel of wine in front of her. Let everybody know she's a Psula. But on the side that she was a Bula, that the corner should be, don't bring a barrel at all. Instead of making an open barrel to embarrassing her, don't let there be a barrel at all. That's a better way. So Mar says, no, that's no good. Why? Because Zimnin, what could happen later on, again, future years, 20 years later, the husband gives her a get, and it's a shalom about a ksuba now. So sometimes the Tafsi Masayim, she's going to grab $200 from husband. For Yomer, she's going to say, I know the Sula Avoy. You should know, by the chup, I was a psula. I deserve to get $200. And he's going to say, no, you're an amona. So he says, listen, if you're right, you're a psula, bring me edim. How come you can't bring me edim? They're about the barrel of wine. See, if the takana was that by an amona, all they did was they didn't have a barrel of wine at all, she'll say like this. She'll say, really, she was a psula. I, by my chasna, how come I have no edim? They brought a barrel of wine in front of me. I'll tell you, and I just happened. Punk, the day of my chasna, the guy got sick that's supposed to bring the barrel of wine. See, if the only minig of an amona was not to bring it all, it could be, even though she was really an amona, she could lie to us. She'll say she was a psula. I, how come there's no barrel of wine? Something happened, the guy couldn't bring it that day. But now that the corner is, that if she's an amona, we bring an open barrel, so there'll always be Edim there knowing exactly what happens. If the barrel is closed, everybody knows she's a psula. If the barrel is open, everybody will know she's an amona. So if that was the minig, then she can't lie. So that's why it's better to have it that way. Tana Rabbon, Ketzav Meraktan Lefnei HaKala. You go to a chasna, how are you supposed to dance in front of the kala? So Rashi is, Ma Oimrim Lefnei, what do you say in front of her? I really have a chon yes to kasha. When you eat a simcha by a chasna, really a simcha chosin. The Amar Brocha says, you're supposed to do Samech the chosin. That's the ikra of the simcha. He says, because the chosin is mechut mitzuvah to have children for revu, so the ikra simcha is supposed to be by the chosin. Sakon the Amar says, Loshin of Ketzim Ratan of Nekala. What about in front of the chosin? What's that, but how do you dance in front of the kala? So he wants to answer, like Rashi says, it means, what do we say in front of her? In other words, what we're trying to do really is to make the chosin happy. If you say nice things about his kala, that makes him feel happy. So really what we're trying to do is make the chosin happy. How do you make him happy? By saying nice things about his kala in front of him, that makes him feel happy. So if a case, what are we supposed to say in front of the kala? The Rashi says, Lav davka, what do we dance? I mean, even when we're dancing, we said things. What do we say? So, Beisham, my